Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, if you can't make it, fake it.
Okay.
The one solid good piece of economic news for the Biden administration, which they've touted endlessly, it turns out, may be fake. Going to be very interesting today to see what this downward revision in job creation is.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, they're forecasting, the largest in 15 years. Up to 1 million jobs announced by the Biden administration last year were fake. And they're going to just revise it downward. Just very fake. So the whole time they've been running around taking credit for job creation, they've been lying. And look, let me just bottom line this. They needed a positive economic stat. When you do the level of damage they did in the first 2 years with the printing and printing and printing of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, you do massive economic damage. Everything else is going to go south except the very fake stock market, which is built on a raft of fake cash. So you need a good fake stat. So if you listen to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris talk, about the only thing they can tout is jobs. And it turns out that was fake. So when you talk about if it goes as high as Goldman Sachs thinks it's going to go, which is up to 1 million jobs were fake in the last in that fiscal year. Are we in a jobs recession is a better way to put it. And they've just got to the point where they can't hide it anymore. That the jobs were fake. A lot of folks pointing out online, a lot of the financial, the good accounts that I follow. This one says it all. That means trillions of dollars of trading were based on faulty data.
Well.
Yup. Really faulty data. You know what else is based on faulty data? People are trying to base their trades, these big institutional traders too, on, okay, well, if the jobs come out this way, then they're going to need to what? Cool off the job market. Because remember, we were told by the Federal Reserve, the job market is so dang hot that we have to raise interest rates, right? We got to slow it down. It's so amazing. Yeah. So they do what? They raise rates to hurt the economy, destroy the housing industry. And the job market wasn't on fire. Do you see the problem there?
Mm-hmm.
They hurt people badly with rates hikes based on lies. They hurt traders with lies. Our country is increasingly built on a lie. The GDP is a lie. The jobs, a lie. Jobs numbers are a lie. The only thing that's real is the inflation. And even that is calculated fakely. They changed the way that they calculated the inflation. If they actually calculated inflation the way they used to, we would still be at something like 9% inflation, but we'd be down from about 21 if it was calculated the way it was when Jimmy Carter was in office.
Yeah.
So it's all so very fake. And we're about to get an idea how fake today. So they're saying anywhere between 330,000 fake jobs claimed by the Biden administration all the way up to 1 million. So we'll see.
Now, from a housing standpoint, correct me if I'm wrong here, Tara, but Harris has been talking about having that $25,000 for first time home buyers. And of course, you have already mentioned how much that would cost, or the estimates how much that would cost. But isn't this whole thing about inflation? That's robbing the opportunity from families being able to buy that first home to begin with.
Yes.
Why not just not have the inflation, and then we won't have to turn around and borrow and print the money to give out that $25,000 for each of those for those home purchases?
That's genius. But the problem is they already promised the donors massive printing.
Well, there you go.
And they promised Wall Street massive printing too, because that's what's propping up the stock market right now. It's what's propping up their institutional profits right now. So it's almost like think of it as a direct transfer. Like you're checking out at the grocery store and you're very depressed. Just sort of picture that money being transferred to some shiny shoe guys on Wall Street who have a home in the Hamptons. And just feel good because you helped them make the payment.
Yeah,
This is why Kamala Harris, the reason this is going on, Kamala Harris, do you realize she's raising, this has never been done before. They think $500 million a month for her campaign. $500 million was the number yesterday.
Yeah.
That's never been seen before. Nobody's ever done that. Biden didn't do that.
You know when you get that receipt at the grocery store and it shows the tax and the sales tax and the local sales? Too bad they don't have the inflation tax figured into that so that you would see it. So it's in black and white right in front of you.
Because you still pay it every time you check out because, as you explain all the time, the prices, the inflation's still built in. The prices haven't come down. No. It's just inflation that's going up a little slower.
The rate of increase is slower. That's all that's different. The rate of the increase. That means it is still increasing, and it's increasing on top of what has already existed.
Now, if you're a smart institutional investor, you're reading the New York Post. This is not the first time they've lied about job creation. Headline, December 22nd, 2022. So this is right after the midterms, right? When they ran on what? Their amazing job creation. Headline, New York Post, Biden administration overstated Q2, so second quarter, job growth by a million. I still am not over this. That's according to the Philadelphia Fed. They sent them out to quietly announce it to investors, hoping nobody would notice. Wait, you overstated it by a million. How many actual jobs then were created in quarter two of 2022? 10,000. For all 3 months? Because, see, that'd be an unmitigated disaster if it was 1 month's job creation. Yeah, all 3 months. Well, I mean, Lee, that's, as I said at the time, a jobs apocalypse.
And of course, it's just an overstatement when a Democrat administration does it. It would be a lie if a Republican administration had done it.
And here's what happened. The Bureau of Labor Statistics lied for the Democrats, knowing they were heading into a midterm, and estimated there were 1.12 million new jobs added between March and June of 2022. And it was more like 10,500. Think about that. 10,500 was the reality. And they said, oh, we are 1.1 million. Whoa. Can you imagine if we'd had real news on what the job creation was? Mm-hmm. I mean, people would be, if a Republican was in office and that was the job creation, oh my gosh, the reporters would be spending all their time in the soup line. Yeah. You know what I mean? At the charity center. Because that's where people are. I mean, there has got to have been such untold suffering in this country if these are the real job numbers. Where is that story? How do you hide all of these people? Think of this is amazing. Think of the ways our society is being bent and broken to conform to the Democrats' lies. We saw this with COVID, right? All of the fake things that we had to do that it turns out didn't stop the spread of COVID, but they lied. They knew damn well, but they lied. They censored anybody telling you the truth, even the world's foremost virologists. Now we're doing that same thing with economics. Mm-hmm. We had a jobs apocalypse under Joe Biden. We may be in the middle of another one right now. Every time I talk about this, I have so many people texting me talking about the layoffs where they work, how AI is replacing the jobs, how they feel isolated because nobody's talking about this. It's been really, really, really bad for jobs under Biden. And, you know, we can't even find out, okay, if we had a jobs apocalypse back in 2022, we had, basically 4 months, almost 5 months with only 10,000 jobs created. Basically, job creation ground to almost total halt in this country. That's a disaster. What is it now, really? Where are we now? Are we there? I don't know. But they're literally fakely crafting the economic numbers to support talking points so that the ruling class at the DNC will sound good when they go on stage. And I've been warning about this. There is a reason. We have a lot of very resource-rich third-world countries that would be going gangbusters with investment. But investment won't touch them. Why? Because the government is untrustworthy and the economic stats that it puts out cannot be trusted. And so you see these countries that investors will not go into and will not buy the funds, will not invest in them. It's too risky. You just don't know if you're being lied to. That's America now. That's our government. This is third world style economic statistics, reporting. I guarantee they're having these conversations. They're not doing it publicly. They just write the protection checks to Democrats hoping to be left alone. But these big institutional investors are having these conversations, I guarantee you. Well, we'd like to buy into this industry, but it's an election year and the Democrats are probably lying about job creation. We don't actually know what the truth is. So maybe we better wait till after the election to find out what the real economic stats are. Yeah, said the former Soviet Union and investors now in America. Text your age on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text your age, grain production is up, comrade. It's called putting lipstick on the pig. Now, the texture, right? This is interesting. I actually did the math on this. Went, nah, this can't. It is true. Texture writes, even 10,000 jobs a month works out to only 7 jobs created per day per state. Yeah, that was 10,000 jobs over about 4 months. An absolute unmitigated jobs apocalypse. And it happened under Joe Biden in 2022. And they doctored the numbers, created 1.1 million jobs on paper, had the Labor Bureau report it. And then just once the election was over in November, December comes around, they send the folks at the Philadelphia Fed to admit, did we say 1.12 million jobs created? Did we take credit for that on the campaign trail? Yeah, turns out we kind of messed up a couple of zeros. It was actually 10,500 jobs. Not 1.12 million? No. Now, again, as this texter said, that would be a jobs apocalypse if it was 10,500 jobs created per month. It wasn't. It was how many were created between March and June. Can you imagine what the media would have reported had this been Trump? If you want to read about it, the headline, and almost nobody covered it, Tucker Carlson at the time went ballistic over this, just lost it. The headline in New York Post article, my point here being they've done this before. They faked a million jobs. The only economic stat they had going for them, remember, is the jobs. There are no other good economic stats. They're still literally on the stage, the DNC taking credit for it yesterday. And it's not real. It's not real. As we're finding out from all these big hedge funds from Goldman Sachs, they're going to have to downward revise by up to a million jobs. Wait, but that's like a 34% of the jobs weren't even real. And a legitimate question this morning, if the number comes in as high as they're saying it's going to be, they've done it again. They just created another million head fake job. Folks, that would be a total of 2 million fake jobs reported to the American people. We are being gaslit on an astronomical level. Anyway, the headline on the article, Biden administration overstated Q2 job growth by 1 million. It's from 2022. It's in New York Post. So this is the second time they've done this. And I love the financial media. They're so fake. Acting so shocked. Even claiming, oh, this is the worst revision in 15 years. No, it wasn't. 2022 was worse. Why don't y'all use the thing? Use the search engine. Go to DuckDuckGo. By the way, I've been doing that lately. It actually is kind of fascinating. My boss got me addicted to it. He does it. He goes in like on Google and you can't find anything about what's going on. It's as if what you're wanting to look up is not there. And then you go to DuckDuckGo and bam, it pops up. You can see the censorship in real time. It's really wild. Anyway, very interesting. Okay, so Democrats doing what Democrats do. Didn't take them too long, these Democrats in the street, to find the synagogues, find, Jewish locations and begin protesting. They don't like Jews. Yesterday, they trotted out Chuck Schumer, who's Jewish, he's their majority leader in the Senate, to bash Donald Trump as an anti-Semite, which is completely bizarre given that his favorite daughter is Jewish. So is her husband. She converted when she married him, and Trump bought him into the inner circle when he ran the country. I mean, the idea that Trump is anti-Semitic is quite frankly bizarre. Nobody has done more than Israel in the modern era, more for Israel in the modern era than Donald Trump. Fascinating new stats by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. They took a look at their weekly global anti-Semitism report that they publish, analyzed 113 incidents that targeted Jewish victims worldwide, and found, guess what? 57.5% were done by far leftists, 22% were done by Islamists, 11.5% unknown, 8.9% were done by far right extremists. Told you. These are Democrats in the street chanting anti-Semitic slurs, breaking down barriers, burning flags. This is who they are. They have developed a sudden obsession with Jewish people. Or maybe they've always had it. They just came out of the closet. So that the far left DNC protesters unfortunately have located the Israeli consulate there in Chicago. Should see the videos chanting F this country, burn it down, and a host of anti-Semitic slurs that I cannot repeat here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. While Joe Biden says we should listen to them, they might have a point. All of that while the Israelis just recovered six of their hostages from October 7th. They're dead. They found their bodies. How'd they get dead? Hamas killed them. Hamas killed them. And it's not enough. I don't even understand what these protesters want. What, you want to bless the genocide? They came from Gaza on hang gliders and they assassinated entire families in their kibbutzes for being Jewish. They didn't attack the Israeli military. They didn't attack Israeli military installations. They attacked parents and children, in some cases burning them alive. They paraded naked Jewish women's bodies through the streets and spat on them while expecting to have absolutely no reaction of any kind from the Israelis. And folks, this is one of the few conflicts where there's no gray. It's only black and white. It's an absolute genocidal atrocity. What Hamas did, there is nothing else there to explain. Hamas attacked from Gaza. What is Gaza? Gaza is the land that Israel gave to Hamas, handed over in its entirety, and stopped ruling it as a gift. Huge mistake, it turns out. Massive mistake. They could have been prosperous. They could have run the businesses that were handed over to them. No. No, they elected a terror group and planned a genocidal anti-Jewish attack. It's literally that simple. Israel had no power over Gaza of any kind because they gave it away. It's that simple. And here, take a listen. This isn't me. This is Hillary Clinton explaining.
Remember, Israel left Gaza. They took out all the Israelis. They turned the keys over to the Palestinian people. And what happened? Hamas took over Gaza. So instead of having a thriving economy with the kind of opportunities that the children of the Palestinians deserve, we have a terrorist haven that is getting more and more rockets shipped in from Iran and elsewhere.
That simple. They want to be able to do genocide and have it celebrated. And they want the Democrats to work with the terror group and celebrate it with them. That's what they're protesting for. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Wild new report today. Dropped by the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General. What's an Inspector General? Inspector Generals are sort of embedded inside agencies. They have the right to ask for certain information. And they're supposed to be sort of the moral police. Make sure these big federal agencies are on the up and up. So the Inspector General, after the New York Times, gosh, a year and a half ago, reported over 85,000 missing illegal immigrant children, Some of whom they said were definitely being sex trafficked. That's why they're missing. Others of whom were simply being handed by the Department of Homeland Security, the Health and Human Services Department of the federal government, just handed over to the same gang members. They'd come pick them up again and again and again and again. People who couldn't have been their father or their uncle or anything like that because the age difference didn't work. That was in February of last year that that was reported. So what did the Biden administration do? Suspended DNA testing. That's what. Suspended DNA testing of family units. So we can't tell if that's your sex trafficker who's brought the fifth load of kids over the border this month or your dad. In other words, why would you suspend it? Why would you end that contract? Because you don't want evidence. And there's nothing like DNA evidence. Oh, look. Yeah, there's that internationally known child sex trafficker. Wow, five times in May he crossed the border. Not a single one of the kids he brought were his. Yeah, that's a problem. So what do? You destroy the evidence. Catherine Herridge talked about this, former CBS News reporter. Blew the whistle on it last week. We played the audio. You had three mid-level Homeland Border Security guys blowing the whistle. Every one of them pushed out of the agency, fired, had their retirement taken because they kept saying this is a violation of federal law. They're supposed to DNA test and they're not. They tried to start the DNA testing. Why? Because the Democrats are running the largest human trafficking operation of children ever seen on earth, at least in modern history. And we got confirmation of that yesterday, and it's so much worse than we even knew. From the Inspector General report in the Department of Homeland Security, over 290,000 children that have come across the southern border illegally under the Biden administration are unaccounted for. That actually, that math kind of makes sense. Because if it was 85,000 like a year and a half ago, yeah, that's about right, given the rate that they're bringing the new voters in. ICE also has no assurance, it's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, listen to this, quote, no assurance they are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor. And I know it's exactly what the New York Times reported a year and a half ago. Nobody cares. Democrats don't care. These kids were so much better off when they were in Obama's cages. Why were they put in cages? They were put in cages to allow time for the DNA test to process so you could see if that was Miguel, his dad, or Miguel, his sex trafficker, a guy who has no DNA relationship to him. Meanwhile, the Democrats continued to incentivize family units to come over. But they aren't interested in finding out if they're actual family units. In other words, they are prioritizing sex traffickers of children. All you got to do is claim to be a sex trafficker. Or a Democrat, I guess. I don't know. Same thing, probably. Anyway, Department of Homeland Security Inspector General just stated that ICE has lost track of these kids. They don't know where they are. Even worse, when they give them a notice to appear, right, for their deportation hearing, they're supposed to check in with them, right? Make sure they're in a safe home, they're being fed, they're where they're supposed to be. Except they never built a computer system for that. So they don't have a wet? Nope. All while Joe and Kamala have created this system to prioritize family units, but stop DNA testing them to see if they are family units. So Kamala and Joe own this. They are presiding over the largest human trafficking operation on earth. Folks, I can't even fathom it. 291,000 missing kids. And it's like it's not happening. It's like it's not happening. Listen to this from the Inspector General's report. Quote, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE has no assurance the unaccompanied children are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor. Unquote. Can you imagine if Trump did this? Can you even imagine? But Democrats, they don't care. They do not care. I guarantee you some of these kids are being sold. I even know where you can go buy one. Meta. You buy one on Meta, most specifically on Instagram. Remember the reporting by the Wall Street Journal, multiple reports now, that Meta has algorithms built to connect abusers with children who are being sold for sex on the internet. They even use pizza emojis. Wall Street Journal, take it up with them. And they reported it and reported it and reported it, and the Democrats have done nothing. You know who's finally getting to the bottom of this and suing Facebook over it? Suing Meta, I should say. Suing Meta over it? Ashley Moody, Attorney General of Florida. Because Florida's got to do everything now to stem the tide with the Democrats. They traffic in their human sex, traffic child victims. They just traffic them right in. Right there in the Wall Street Journal, you find out where you could buy the child. They do nothing. Except California. In California, they're working to loosen laws and penalties. The Democrat-led legislature is for child trafficking, sex with underage kids, stuff like that. This is a thing with them, y'all. This is a thing with them. This thing with kids. They have a thing with kids. Texter writes, hey, Tara, that 290,000 missing children is about the size of Cincinnati. Another texter writes, the border czar lost 291,000 kids. Yeah, but it's no big deal. Texter writes, no one says anything because no influencers have told them to be outraged. Well, in all fairness, some did, but the FBI's got them kind of on the kibosh. Think about that for a minute. You've got the FBI embedded by their own admission inside Instagram, inside Facebook, and they're not doing anything about this. Wow. Let's see. The actions of the Democrats are all tied to their thirst for blood, from hating Jewish people to abortion and war. This is the basis for their behavior. These numbers are astonishing. I mean, if you told me 20 years ago that the Democrat Party would bring almost 300,000 children into America who would disappear, some of them into the sex trade, some of them into forced labor, as documented by the New York Times. Not us, them. And now we're finding out it's not 85,000, it's 291,000 from the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security. And it's just shrug of shoulders this morning. Oh, well. Oh, well, they're Democrats, so there's nothing we can do. Poor kids. They'll just have to suffer. If you listened, everyone from David Axelrod to Van Jones, Democrat insiders, in other words, who've seen the internal polling, they're actually saying something interesting. And I believe them. Kamala is not pulling ahead like these polls show. They're in a dead tie. They're in a dead heat. I actually believe that, given how divided this country is. It's about where I've always thought we were. And something else that's really interesting. When you poll Wisconsin right now, look, I don't believe these polls. We don't know what's actually going on. When they poll Wisconsin right now, with RFK in the race, Kamala Harris is 1 point ahead of Donald Trump. With RFK out of the race, they're dead on tied. That's not surprising to me. That actually makes a lot of sense. And that means that right now in this instant, RFK and his vice president, Nicole Shanahan, have this really small window of opportunity to make a deal. If Trump pulls away, that deal's not going to be probably on the table again. So she just went on a podcast saying they might back Trump. They've got two options. If they hang in and they can get at least 5% of the vote, then they can form their own party. They'll get millions of dollars every year from the federal government and automatically be on the ballot. I don't think they're going to get 5% of the vote, and I think they know that. Here's option two, she says.
There's two options that we're looking at, and one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Waltz presidency, because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump, or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump, and you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not an easy decision.
No. Wild new report today, dropped by the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General. What's an Inspector General? Inspector Generals are sort of embedded inside agencies. They have the right to ask for certain information. And they're supposed to be sort of the moral police. Make sure these big federal agencies are on the up and up. So the inspector general, after the New York Times, gosh, year and a half ago, reported over 85,000 missing illegal immigrant children. Some of whom they said were definitely being sex trafficked. That's why they're missing. Others of whom were simply being handed by the Department of Homeland Security, the Health and Human Services Department of the federal government, just handed over to the same gang members. They'd come pick them up again and again and again and again. People who couldn't have been their father or their uncle or anything like that because the age difference didn't work. That was in February of last year that that was reported. So what did the Biden administration do? Suspended DNA testing. That's what. Suspended DNA testing of family units. So we can't tell if that's your sex trafficker who's brought the fifth load of kids over the border this month or your dad. In other words, why would you suspend it? Why would you end that contract? Because you don't want evidence. And there's nothing like DNA evidence. Oh, look. Yeah, there's that internationally known child sex trafficker. Wow, five times in May he crossed the border. Not a single one of the kids he brought were his. Yeah, that's a problem. So what do? You destroy the evidence. Catherine Herridge talked about this, former CBS News reporter. Blew the whistle on it last week. We played the audio. You had three mid-level Homeland Border Security guys blowing the whistle. Every one of them pushed out of the agency, fired, had their retirement taken because they kept saying this is a violation of federal law. They're supposed to DNA test and they're not. They tried to start the DNA testing. Why? Because the Democrats are running the largest human trafficking operation of children ever seen on earth, at least in modern history. And we got confirmation of that yesterday, and it's so much worse than we even knew. From the Inspector General report in the Department of Homeland Security, over 290,000 children that have come across the southern border illegally under the Biden administration are unaccounted for. That actually, that math kind of makes sense. Because if it was 85,000 like a year and a half ago, yeah, that's about right, given the rate that they're bringing the new voters in. ICE also has no assurance, it's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, listen to this, quote, no assurance they are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor. And I know it's exactly what the New York Times reported a year and a half ago. Nobody cares. Democrats don't care. These kids were so much better off when they were in Obama's cages. Why were they put in cages? They were put in cages to allow time for the DNA test to process so you could see if that was Miguel, his dad, or Miguel, his sex trafficker, a guy who has no DNA relationship to him. Meanwhile, the Democrats continue to incentivize family units to come over. But they aren't interested in finding out if they're actual family units. In other words, they are prioritizing sex traffickers of children. All you got to do is claim to be a sex trafficker. Or a Democrat, I guess. I don't know. Same thing, probably. Anyway, Department of Homeland Security Inspector General just stated that ICE has lost track of these kids. They don't know where they are. Even worse, when they give them a notice to appear, right, for their deportation hearing, they're supposed to check in with them, right? Make sure they're in a safe home, they're being fed, they're where they're supposed to be. Except they never built a computer system for that. So they don't have a wet? Nope. All while Joe and Kamala have created this system to prioritize family units, but stop DNA testing them to see if they are family units. So Kamala and Joe own this. They are presiding over the largest human trafficking operation on earth. Folks, I can't even fathom it. 291,000 missing kids. And it's like it's not happening. Listen to this from the Inspector General's report. Quote, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE has no assurance the unaccompanied children are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor, unquote. Can you imagine if Trump did this? Can you even imagine? But Democrats, they don't care. They do not care. I guarantee you some of these kids are being sold. I even know where you can go buy one. Meta. You buy one on Meta, most specifically on Instagram. Remember the reporting by the Wall Street Journal, multiple reports now, that Meta has algorithms built to connect abusers with children who are being sold for sex on the internet. They even use pizza emojis. Wall Street Journal, take it up with them. And they reported it and reported it and reported it, and the Democrats have done nothing. You know who's finally getting to the bottom of this and suing Facebook over it? Suing Meta, I should say. Suing Meta over it? Ashley Moody, Attorney General of Florida. Because Florida's got to do everything now to stem the tide with the Democrats. They traffic in their human sex, traffic child victims. They just traffic them right in. Right there in the Wall Street Journal, you find out where you could buy the child. They do nothing. Except California. In California, they're working to loosen laws and penalties. The Democrat-led legislature is for child trafficking, sex with underage kids, stuff like that. This is a thing with them, y'all. This is a thing with them. This thing with kids. They have a thing with kids. Texter writes, hey, Tara, that 290,000 missing children is about the size of Cincinnati. Another texter writes, the border czar lost 291,000 kids. Yeah, but it's no big deal. Texter writes, no one says anything because no influencers have told them to be outraged. Well, in all fairness, some did, but the FBI's got them kind of on the kibosh. Think about that for a minute. You've got the FBI embedded by their own admission inside Instagram, inside Facebook, and they're not doing anything about this. Wow. Let's see. The actions of the Democrats are all tied to their thirst for blood, from hating Jewish people to abortion and war. This is the basis for their behavior. These numbers are astonishing. I mean, if you told me 20 years ago that the Democrat Party would bring almost 300,000 children into America who would disappear, some of them into the sex trade, some of them into forced labor, as documented by the New York Times. Not us, them. And now we're finding out it's not 85,000, it's 291,000 from the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security. And it's just shrug of shoulders this morning. Oh, well. Oh, well, they're Democrats, so there's nothing we can do. Poor kids. They'll just have to suffer. If you listened, everyone from David Axelrod to Van Jones, Democrat insiders, in other words, who've seen the internal polling, they're actually saying something interesting. And I believe them. Kamala is not pulling ahead like these polls show. They're in a dead tie. They're in a dead heat. I actually believe that, given how divided this country is. It's about where I've always thought we were. And something else that's really interesting. When you poll Wisconsin right now, look, I don't believe these polls. We don't know what's actually going on. When they poll Wisconsin right now, with RFK in the race, Kamala Harris is 1 point ahead of Donald Trump. With RFK out of the race, they're dead on tied. That's not surprising to me. That actually makes a lot of sense. And that means that right now in this instant, RFK and his vice president, Nicole Shanahan, have this really small window of opportunity to make a deal. If Trump pulls away, that deal's not going to be probably on the table again. So she just went on a podcast saying they might back Trump. They've got two options. If they hang in and they can get at least 5% of the vote, then they can form their own party. They'll get millions of dollars every year from the federal government and automatically be on the ballot. I don't think they're going to get 5% of the vote. And I think they know that. Here's option two, she says.
There's two options that we're looking at. And one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Waltz presidency because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump, or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump, and you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision. Mm. Yeah, not an easy decision.
No, unless you know you're not getting 5% of the vote, and they're not. If they do, it'd be a disaster for Trump. So they're trying to cut a deal. RFK wants a spot in a Trump cabinet. Personally, I think it'd be hilarious to watch him run the FDA. I'd love to see him run the FDA. I'd love to see him given carte blanche to clean that place out. So, you could stuff him somewhere he can't do that much damage. It could really make a difference. If you listen to everyone from David Axelrod to Van Jones, Democrat insiders, in other words, who've seen the internal polling, they're actually saying something interesting. And I believe them. Kamala is not pulling ahead like these polls show. They're in a dead tie. They're in a dead heat. I actually believe that, given how divided this country is. It's about where I've always thought we were. And something else that's really interesting. When you poll Wisconsin right now, look, I don't believe these polls. We don't know what's actually going on. When they poll Wisconsin right now, with RFK in the race, Kamala Harris is 1 point ahead of Donald Trump. With RFK out of the race, they're dead on tied. That's not surprising to me. That actually makes a lot of sense. And that means that right now in this instant, RFK and his vice president, Nicole Shanahan, have this really small window of opportunity to make a deal. If Trump pulls away, that deal's not going to be probably on the table again. So she just went on a podcast saying they might back Trump. They've got two options. If they hang in and they can get at least 5% of the vote, then they can form their own party. They'll get millions of dollars every year from the federal government and automatically be on the ballot. I don't think they're going to get 5% of the vote, and I think they know that. Here's option two, she says.
There's two options that we're looking at, and one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Waltz presidency, because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump, or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump, and you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision. Mm. Yeah, not an easy decision.
No, unless you know you're not getting 5% of the vote, and they're not. If they do, it'd be a disaster for Trump. So they're trying to cut a deal. RFK wants a spot in a Trump cabinet. Personally, I think it'd be hilarious to watch him run the FDA. I'd love to see him run the FDA. I'd love to see him given carte blanche to clean that place out. So, you could stuff him somewhere he can't do that much damage. It could really make a difference.